Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, July 16th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are continuing on in the Sermon on the Mount. Today we're going to read Matthew chapter 5 starting in verse 33 and we'll go through the end of the chapter. The three titles in my Bible say oaths, eye for an eye, and love for enemies. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond that comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. These are some difficult passages, just reminding us we are called to be a people who give a credible witness. And if we say we're going to do something, we should do it. And then also the eye for an eye passage. It's pretty challenging. It's telling us to go the extra mile with people, to not worry too much about getting what is ours or being offended, but to give of ourselves, perhaps so that others can see Jesus in us. And then the part about loving our enemies. I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. Will you pray with me? Father, on this glorious Resurrection Day, we come to you just aware of our need for you. These passages are very challenging, Lord. We want to be a people of our word. We want to be a people who go the extra mile. And we want to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. And so in that regard today, we lift up maybe even just the name of someone with whom we struggle today. We ask, Lord, that you would bless them and that you would help them to see things through your eyes. And Lord, we pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world and ask that you would sustain them in difficult days. Thank you for a great week of Vacation Bible School and Life Week and for safety. And we just pray that you would continue to mold the children that you have called into relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, for their sweet voices and for their messages through song, even this morning during our worship service. We love you, Lord. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.